The morning review. Our election coverage starts now. Over the next 5 weeks, next 5 Mondays, we'll be focusing on the election issues that affect you as a Cape Townian, or whether wherever you live. If you're listening to us in Paarl, in Saldanha, you are also more than welcome to participate in these discussions. What are the municipal issues that are affecting you? As I said, we start over the next 5 weeks, particularly looking at street level, unpacking the municipal issues of where you live. And of course, 5 weeks is not nearly enough to cover every single neighborhood, every single sub-council, community, settlement, street. We don't have the ability to focus on each and every 116 wards that are in play in the city of Cape Town and then go interview all the election candidates in each of those wards. So what we've decided to do is look at areas that cover geographic significance and where we see a sense of commonality in those areas. And today we're going to be looking at Khayelitsha and Mitchells Plain. It's two of Cape Town's largest communities and groupings of people who are still affected by the implications and the effects of spatial planning in the city. Black and so-called color communities separated only by Swartklip Road and a greenbelt. It's a greenbelt that's made out of Port Jackson trees and sand dunes. But it's two communities who grapple with very much the same issues, issues of housing, crime, substance dependence, gangsterism. But they are also communities that are also slowly growing businesses, slowly rising middle class. And of course, the pride that they have in saying, I'm proud to come from Khayelitsha. I am proud to come from Mitchells Plain. So we thought we'd look at those two issues. Joining us today is Nditini Tiodo. He is of the Khayelitsha Development Forum. Joining us now on the line, as well as Joni Fredericks. She is with the Tafelsig Community Action Network, an activist in Mitchells Plain. Nditini, Joni, thanks so much for joining us here on the Morning Review. Nditini, I'm going to start with you in terms of what is the most pressing issues currently affecting people who call Khayelitsha home and the various communities and neighborhoods in within the larger Khayelitsha area. I know everywhere from Lingole to West to Harare to Town to Greenpoint in Khayelitsha, all individual neighborhoods with maybe their own localized issues, but broadly, what are some of the issues affecting Khayelitsha?
Thank you so much, and thank you so much to your listeners as well. Look, the Khayelitsha Development Forum has adopted the hashtag that Khayelitsha is not a jungle. That's the first point. You see, currently what affects Khayelitsha badly is a drainage system. Mm. The drainage system is now blowing out. Like every day, people are running over human feces flowing in front of people's houses every day. Mm. Now, the problem with this thing is that you don't see an urgency from the side of the municipality in resolving the situation. Mm. Or if they do, you ask, with whom are they doing this? Because the issue, and also the other issue, is crime. You know, the South African police services are reporting to us as the KDFs when we talk to them that part of the robberies, for instance, carjackings and specifically carjackings, are now as a result of people have to slow down and swerve on the water that is leaking from the drains. That creates an opportunity for the criminal now to hijack people. Mm. Now, that is a water and sanitation matter, but now it impacts on another aspect of societal life. Mm. You know, so there are those things that are affecting Khayelitsha. The other issue that affects Khayelitsha, which the KDF is, or with other community forums, is addressing with the national government, mm. is the issue of the revitalization of the train services in the central line. Mm. The worry already we are picking up is that politicians, they want to use this as some form of a political tennis ball. where you look at who controls what in terms of legislation, and we're not interested in that in the community.
You've written elsewhere, Nditini, that you believe that no political party contesting local government elections has the ability to serve the people of Khayelitsha. You say that, and in this bit of writing that I'm seeing, you talk about them preying on the ignorance of the electorate. Why do you believe so?
I believe so because all people say they can. You see, you find political parties who say things which they do not even write in their manifestos. No? You look at, if you say you are going to resolve trains, is it in your manifesto that, is it in your mandate to do so? And if we can depend on that, how soon and how are you going to do that? For instance, you will need first legislation to change the train system from being a national competence to a municipal. At that stage, the community remains a victim. When you talk about trains, somebody's going to tell you that the regulator is a national department, and we are talking to the national department. We are hoping to have a meeting on the 1st with them to have a conversation about. For us as communities, Lester, it doesn't really matter whose responsibility is it. Believing that the South African government is a unitary government, only with three different tiers.
Joni Fredericks, Tafelsig Community Action Network, a lifelong activist. In terms of the interconnectedness of why we chose to talk about Mitchells Plain and Khayelitsha in one conversation, because the ward in which you live in, Ward 99, is actually where there is a political overlap between Mitchells Plain and Khayelitsha. Ward 99 is essentially shared between Khayelitsha and Mitchells Plain. And we talk about two communities that are essentially divided by Swartklip Road, divided by a greenbelt. But in your area, communities, there is an overlap of people who live in, which is a nice thing to talk about, and not just seeing in our sort of our apartheid spatial divisions. But how have you experienced governing and the work of your councillor elected there in Ward 99 over the last 5 years?
Good morning, sir. Thank you for the platform. Lester, what councillor are you talking about?
It's a very good question. Your councillor for Ward 99 is Bongile Nkani.
Yeah, I know him. I've got him on my phone. I called him last week to invite him to one of my vaccination drives. And he told me, but he's scared to come because the gangsters want to shoot him. So there is a problem. Lester, there is the problem. What my dear colleague say happens in Khayelitsha is a replica of exactly what's happening in Tafelsig. We are talking about age-old problem that has not been addressed with new solutions. And I think that the councillors must be held accountable. Lester, I can show you my phone to see that I am asked to deal with all sorts of issues. From at once. I had your station coming to cover a fetus in front of somebody's house. I have been dealing with all of this. The other community leaders have been dealing with all of this. And what we had seen from our councillor for the last period was somebody that rocks up payday at the ATM and disappear again. And I blame us, the community, for allowing this to happen.
Well, let's talk about the community's responsibility, and yes, we don't have mechanisms in place where communities can call for a referendum on whether or not they still want their councillor midway through a 5-year term. But what has the community been doing besides waiting 5 years, every five-year election cycle, to vote and place the X next to a political party or a person on a ballot paper?
Lester, the last COVID period, the last 18 and so months has been extremely, extremely important. It has been heartbreaking. People have lost their lives, their jobs, their livelihoods. Yeah. But it also opened people's eyes. because it is exactly during those trying months, and even so today still, we are still trying to feed people, to clothe them. Mm. It is during this time that I realize that I believe that people has come to the conclusion that in the darkest moments, even their appointed political leaders has not been there. Mm. And I want to say this. There are many people calling me a DA, whatever. I don't care what people say about me. Mm. I'm not interested in political parties. What I'm interested in, I'm playing the woman or the man that is able to provide the services to the community. And saying this, I'm living in Ward 99, but over the past 18 months, I have been more supported by Councillor Wasila Harris from Ward 82. Mm. Every single time I call my councillor, he's either in a meeting or he's either not available or he must be invited to come and do his work. Mm. And so this time, in fact, I'm working with a couple of colleagues to we are going to launch our own manifesto. Not a political thing, but really just to remind people to take note of what happened during the last time. To consider before making their cross, to consider who was there for them when they had nothing to eat, where they had nowhere to go, where they had nowhere to sleep, where there was no income, because I have not seen as much activity like I see now for the last couple of weeks. Everybody is coming from wherever, and I'm asking myself, where are these people?
Where have they been the last 5 years? Joni Fredericks, Nditi Dikaido, we'll return to this conversation also. Siya Bulele, who lives in Khayelitsha, wants to contribute to this conversation. 28 minutes to 11 o'clock. It's the start of our election focus. 5 weeks of election talk. What's happening in your community? Today we're focusing on Khayelitsha and Mitchell's Plain. Siya Bulele is a Khayelitsha resident. He wants to contribute to this conversation we have with having with Nditi Nikaidu, who is with the Khayelitsha Development Forum, as well as Joni Fredericks. She's a Mitchell's Plain activist based in Tafelsig. Siya Bulele, how are you doing this morning? What's the issues there where you live?
I'm good, man. There's so many issues that I can tap into, and but I want to focus on more young people coming through. Mm-hmm. And taking a stand, whether it comes to businesses, whether it comes to, you know, initiatives that they have done, looking beyond the politicians who we know have got their own agendas, and they disappear, as we've heard the speakers now. But I just want to touch on the crime issue in our communities of Mitchells Plain and Khayelitsha. We really need police visibility, and we need to trust a police system that is serving us very well, because the criminals are seeing it that is very lucrative for them to continue their operations within the township setup, because they don't get prosecuted. They don't get even the cases that the crime they commit against us. We don't even report it anymore, because we don't even trust the system, because when we go and report it, the same police station tells the criminal that Siya Bulele reported the crime. You understand? To that criminal, then it comes back to us. Many of our young people are dying. Many of our entrepreneurs are dying at the hands of criminals that see 400 rands with them. They kill that person who is employing 4 or 5 people. And then after that, those people don't have jobs. This is happening within the township setup. Because if you go outside of the township, the walls are going up, estates are going in, securities are being beefed up, and whatever criminal activity gets done in Wynberg, Claremont, Constantia, Kemps Bay, that person has got a high chances of being prosecuted and being sent to jail.
Sorry, we don't have much time, but last week the IEC put out a shocking statistic. There were only 300,000 new IEC first-time voter registrations in the last voter registration weekend. Many of them supposed to be young people, which means that we have so few young people actually interested in participating in a democratic election process. Are the people in the young people, 18-year-olds, do they plan to vote in Khayelitsha?
Remember, young people learn by seeing. They're not like the old apartheid us who learn. We learn by what we're told. They watch and see. So what they're seeing is a crooked system that does not work for them. They're not going to turn out, but me is going to turn out, because I know and understand the carrying out your vote, what it means and what it means for the country. But for the young ones, they're seeing what's going on within the townships that they're living in.
Siabalele is a Khayelitsha resident. Joni, I want to go back to you. The appetite, the belief, the trust, the confidence in a democratic election system. Do you see that in Tafelsig?
Not at all. Not at all. Because, I mean, how can you trust a system when your local representative is nowhere to be seen? I tell you now, Lester, after 5 years, there are many, many, many people in my ward who has never seen nor met their councillor. Because this man is completely missing. I mean, for example, Mark Lothring and the Shoprite community is coming to Tafelsig again tomorrow to make sure that people receive food. Because the hunger crisis is not over. And I just don't see that we can allow this type of thing to happen again, where private individuals must take their resources, their time, and allow paid government officials to get away with this.
Nditini of the Khayelitsha Development Forum, what I would appreciate and what I came to enjoy about Khayelitsha in the months and the years before COVID was booming business, entertainment, shopping, socializing, recreation areas of Khayelitsha. Places where people were proud to be from Khayelitsha, and they would invite people in. I'm talking about the Lookout Hill area. There's some very nice chill places there in Linguletu West. When we talk about areas like Khayelitsha, and Mitchell's Plain, it's obvious, it's sometimes very much part of a negative story, but there's a great deal of positivity, great deal of business enterprise, a great deal of pride coming from these communities as well.
Yes, Lester, thank you so much. We do have, you see, the people of Khayelitsha have arrived at a stage where we are out of a state of victimhood. We, as the people of Khayelitsha, we want to contribute to make Khayelitsha better again. Our view as the KDF is that we, as development forums, both in Khayelitsha and Mitchell's Plain, we need to find a way of working together in trying to bridge the imaginary apartheid divide that exists between ourselves. We socially and otherwise, people from Mitchell's Plain cross over, and sometimes we go to the Mitchell's Plain Festival from ourselves. We are learning from these experiences. The one point that we want to make is the KDF, exactly the point we're making, that the ignorance of our people, the people of Khayelitsha and Mitchell's Plain must carefully decide who to vote for. We ourselves as the KDF, we do not believe that we are a substitute for the people's democratic right to choose a political party of their choice, for as long as those political parties prioritize the service delivered. There are encouraging signs we've seen in the build-up to the nomination of these candidates. For instance, in our case, majority of the wards are ANC-led. We've seen them taking their candidates to public meetings, at least at the minimum, where communities will express opinions, such as the issues that are raised in what 99. The point we are making, we need social cohesion between the peoples of Mitchell's Plain and Khayelitsha, and start to begin to understand and appreciate the fact that we are one.
Joni, there's a comment here, and this person saying this is just a constructive comment, but saying it's a bit disingenuous to group the people of Khayelitsha and Mitchell's Plain as an electorate together. This person says it's actually an injustice for those people, essentially saying that the issues of Mitchell's Plain and the issues of Khayelitsha, or maybe this person's referring to the demographic makeup of this community or these communities, is totally different, that the election issues are different. What's your response to that?
I don't believe so. In the beginning of my colleague's comments, he spoke about the Surit system. We have had that for many, many years. We share exactly the same social issues here. I think what the listener is referring to, if I may take a chance on that, is that the demographics is unfair, because remember, Khayelitsha, the part of Khayelitsha that the councillor represents, is much bigger than the little piece. You know, they cut Tafelsig ward into a pizza, and a small couple of slices has been cut off to add to a bigger Khayelitsha ward. And therefore, it is unfair to the people of Tafelsig. because naturally the councillor lives in Khayelitsha. Mm-hmm. And naturally, unfortunately, there is the issue of race. Mm-hmm. And when the councillor don't deliver, people naturally use that as an excuse or as a reason of why he is doing more over there than here in the predominantly coloured community of Tafelberg. Mm-hmm. But in terms of social state issues, I don't think there's any difference. In fact, I think some of us, some of our issues, if we were sitting around the table, we would, one of us had to keep quiet because we are definitely repeating the same issues.
Yeah. Nditini Kaido is of the Khayelitsha Development Forum. Joni Fredericks, she's a Tafelsig community activist in Mitchells Plain. If you are from any of these areas, do let me know. 021 446 0566.